Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden carts. If you're tackling garden chores that require you to move bulky materials, a garden cart can make your job much easier. Unlike a wheelbarrow that has just one small wheel, garden carts have two large wheels and a broad wheel base. This gives them good stability and allows them to roll smoothly over uneven surfaces. Garden carts typically have a tubular steel frame with a cargo area that's open at the rear, making them easy to empty. They usually hold twice the volume of most wheelbarrows and are best for hauling lightweight, bulky materials like leaves, pine straw, and compost. Garden carts do cost more than wheelbarrows, but the cost can be worth it if you know that you'll be hauling a lot of plants or mulch. For more information about garden carts and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sharpening shovels. The next time you're planning to transplant a shrub, make the job a little easier by sharpening your shovel. A sharp shovel takes less effort to use because it travels easily through the soil and slices cleanly through roots. Start by removing any surface rust or dirt from your shovel using steel wool or a wire brush. Clamp it right side up in a vise and drag a metal file along one edge in a smooth, even motion. Work in one direction and try to maintain a consistent angle. Then repeat on the other side. Your goal is to hone the edge of the shovel without removing too much metal. You can use a bench grinder or rotary tool instead of a file. Just be sure to wear the proper protective equipment. For more information about caring for tools and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, saving energy in the landscape. We all know that summers in Florida are hot, but did you know that your landscape can affect the temperatures inside your home? With careful planning and design, you can go green and create an energy-saving landscape. Pay attention to which walls and windows get the most light. Planting trees that will create shade can lower indoor temperatures dramatically, reducing the cost to keep your house cool in the summer. Small or medium-sized trees work best for shading the walls of your house. Trees that get more than 30 feet tall should be planted further from the house to prevent limbs from overhanging your roof and creating a hazard during hurricanes and other storms. Remember, smart choices now translate into savings down the road. For more information about saving energy in the landscape and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, slow versus controlled release fertilizers. You may have heard the term slow release or controlled release used to describe fertilizers, but what do they really mean? From a consumer's standpoint, they're almost interchangeable, since both products release nutrients gradually. The differences are in how the products are made. Controlled release fertilizers are inorganic fertilizers that have been modified, usually with a coating, to release nutrients over a specific period of time. They often look like colored ball bearings. Slow release fertilizers depend on other aspects of their formulation to release nutrients slowly, usually over a few weeks or a few months. They can be either synthetic or organic. An example of a synthetic slow-release fertilizer is sulfur-coated urea. Whether you choose slow-release or controlled release, you'll make a Florida-friendly choice. For more information about fertilizers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, form in the garden. To create a pleasing garden design, it can help to consider design elements like form. Form refers to the three-dimensional nature of components in the garden, including their shape, structure, and size. Plant forms may be referred to as upright, rounded, or spreading. Plants, hardscape elements, and even open areas in the landscape all have their own forms, which can help determine the style of the garden. A key to good garden design is to strike the right balance of forms. If you repeat elements with similar forms, you'll create a sense of rhythm and formality. If you choose contrasting forms, you'll invoke a more naturalized feel. So remember to consider the form of the plants and structures to create a great garden design. For more information about garden design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.